broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
Hey, good evening, folks. Welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. My good friend, Mr. Harold Feely, sitting across from me. Fee, how are you?
Good, Bobby. How about yourself?
Doing good. Jackson sticking around here. How you doing, Jackie?
Awesome.
Another good show with Miss Erin. She did really good.
Erin did do good.
She's pretty loud. She's at her IQ level compared to ours or anybody in this room.
Incredible. Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah.
Double
them. Yeah. Triple, maybe.
Triple.
Maybe triple.
We got no check.
Maybe triple them. We're also joined by the baseball coach, Fort Recovery High School, Mr. Ike. How are you, sir?
Good. Thanks for having me.
You fired up?
Absolutely. We are ready to go, yes.
It is. Yeah. It is going to be something great. We had a the basketball state tournaments for this past weekend, and I see the attendance was 56,000.
Really?
Which was down from, in 2018, it was 112,000.
Wow. So half.
Half.
Whoops.
In the last 6 years, this went down half.
So you can get tickets.
The Sunday night D1 final.
Oh, they're throwing them away now.
That's 3,800 people.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, they had to be throwing them away.
Think about that.
Well, you see the student section in some of those?
Yeah.
Schools?
It's crazy.
Yeah, student sections are non-existent.
Yeah. OG, Crestview, them guys had crowds.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, they had all of their people and lots of extras.
OG semifinal had a biggest crowd at 6,800, I think.
6,800.
But if you think about it, okay, so that's 12 games, 56,000. So it's only averaging
4,500.
4,500,
yeah.
It was like 4,700, 4,600 a game.
St. John's, 13,000. Didn't we fill her?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there were a couple games, but that's still.
But always had had everything except the upper deck. I shouldn't say always. There's some that were pretty.
I don't know the answer, and we're going to have Jerry Snodgrass call in next. He couldn't do it this week, but he said he'd do it
coming up.
So we'll pick his brain a little bit and
one
see
of my
what
favorite
thinks.
People,
Mr. Jerry, has to say. We're going to turn our attention to the diamond, the new diamond,
new diamond.
I went through there the other day, and me and Calpy watched the scrimmage versus Van Wert, and what a facility.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah.
It is crazy nice, ain't it?
We are very lucky to be playing out there. Yep.
Yes, we are. It'll be a special day next Friday when we open up at home with Miss Sennewall. Coach, so far, we've had a couple scrimmages. Van Wert they look like they had a really nice team.
Yeah. They got a good team. They hit the ball really well, and I think we had some early struggles that hopefully we're working out.
Get that fixed.
Yeah.
Yep.
You have a pretty good nucleus coming back, though.
Yeah. We got a lot back. We got 7 seniors. We got all our pitching back. So, yeah, we've got a good group coming back.
Yeah. I looked, who started last night?
Last night, Wyatt Benn was the first
round. And Wyatt pitched well.
Yeah, he had 2 good innings.
Yep.
Yeah. Did a nice job.
You have a lot of arms.
We do. I don't know, probably 7-8 different guys that can.
Is that right?
That can get in there and pitch.
So there's going to be guys that that play varsity that might sneak back down and pitch JV, or you got a lot of JV guys too.
We've got a lot of JV guys too.
Good.
We got freshman guys.
Yeah, we're loaded. We got plenty of players.
We're 35 guys. That's
awesome. We got 35 guys.
I saw the freshmen play several basketball games, and there's some really good athletes on those That's 10 or good. 12 guys that played on the freshman team. I'm excited about That's that. I hope they can all hang in there and all the sports that they like. And that was just the basketball. I don't know, is Reese Wendell playing baseball?
Yeah.
He was kind of one of our all-stars on football team and as a freshman.
Yeah.
He's a really good athlete, and that's in addition to the 10 or 12 that were playing basketball. So,
yeah. That's whole really group's good. Pretty athletic. Yeah. It's a good group. So hopefully, yeah, they all stick with it and keep rolling.
So varsity, would you say, I mean, we're thinking that your strength's going to be pitching.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
you got four or five kids that are pretty... Yeah, a lot of experience.
We've got the three main ones back from last year, Bo and Troy and Alex coming back. Yeah. So pretty good group there.
Patch
Daniel open. Coming back.
Yeah, open Daniel comes back healthy.
And then Caden Greasy looked really good. And we've got Jackson Irvin and Wyatt Benn, who also had some time last year.
Some time too.
Yeah. Every one of those guys last year had great outings. They also had terrible outings. But if they can take the hints from those great outings, every pitcher we had a great outing at one time or another.
Yeah.
Like Wyatt, I think he had 12 strikeouts against Mississinawa or something early in the season. And we had a whole bunch of people that were just – everybody had a great outing. Troy – going up and playing Lincoln View as a freshman 2 years ago, I think it was, and he comes out and he's lights out. You know, we've had a lot of really good outings from every kid that's pitching.
Yeah, they've all got the ability and they've shown it, like you said, and we just got to keep them consistent and we should have a lot of good chances to win games. So
could keep you in the games anyhow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you look at your off season and you had a lot of kids that played in the Acme, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And then off season, what do you guys do?
Well, they play Acme, which we had a pretty good summer, mm-hmm. both teams. Mm-hmm. And then usually like October, November, we start coming in and do some hitting and a little bit of throwing and some of those things. Just kind of get it going.
Yeah.
You know, the guys that can that aren't in football or basketball or whatever.
Yeah. You know when you look at this year's team, and Fee talked about the pitching aspect of it, is it going to be one of those lineups where we got to be able to small ball? Is it, you know, we should be solid defensively if you look at who we got out there.
Yeah.
I like defensively. We got speed in the outfield. We got, big first baseman over there and pitchers who are athletes who can fill their position. So, will we be more of a small ball team? Or,
well, if we have to, we kind of had to do that last year. But we're trying to work away from that and become better hitters. But we are definitely going to work to steal. We've got good speed, so we're going to steal a lot, and we might have to do a lot of bunting. You know, if we can't hit, then we'll have to do the bunting and.
Are the kids okay with bunting? In the past we've had some that really wanted to bunt, and some that would do it if they needed to, and some that were just terrible at it because they just never had to try to deal with that. Are we have kids that are willing to bunt and work on it?
I think so. It's something we work on every day.
Yeah.
I think
Coach Kalp was trying to get team, not individual stats, and that's a big thing, I think. It seems like those kids were into that last year, but you don't know how they're going to react the next year.
Yeah, I think, like I said, we work on it every day, and I think they all understand that. I think
they understand the value of it. That's that if, when they understand the value of it, that's 99% of it right there.
Yep. Yeah.
The success of last year. Okay. When you come in this year, and it was there some momentum? Could you feel the momentum with the kids?
I think so. Yeah, I think they're excited.
Yeah, senior leaders.
We're getting there. I think that's something we've talked about. We got to keep working on. Some of them lead by their play, but if we can kind of be more vocal and get some other guy, you know, really get some other guys involved and mm-hmm. just be more vocal about our leadership. I think that would help as well. I think they're excited, and they've kind of raised their expectations a little bit too, I think.
Is the Bat Boy back this year?
He'll be back.
Yeah. All right. All right.
He's been running around.
All right. I'll bet. So, hey, let's take a break. We're going to pay some bills. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Lent is here, and Wayne IGA has you covered. Stop by their deli for some of their famous freshly fried fish. You can get dinners with two sides or buy it by the pound. Call ahead at 375-2865 for larger amounts. They'll have their fish in the deli every Friday all the way through Lent. And check out their frozen foods section for their fish, shrimp, and even more meatless Lent options. Let Wayne IGA make your Friday dinners easy this Lenten season. Just stop by their deli and pick up what you need.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
The Fort Recovery Firefighters Association will be serving their annual barbecue chicken dinners on Sunday, April 2nd at the Fire Hall. That's right. They'll be serving those great barbecue chicken dinners that we all love. The tickets are pre-sale only and are available from any of the firefighters. And be sure to grab a couple of extra dinners for a quick meal during the week. Get your tickets now, then stop down on Sunday afternoon, April 2nd, from 4 to 6 p.m. and pick up your chicken dinners. Get your tickets now from any of our firefighters for the Fort Recovery Firefighters Chicken Dinners, Sunday, April 2nd, from 4 to 6.
We're back with Bubba V.
All right, we're back here, Sports Talk, Coach Yankin, and talking Indians baseball, and a couple scrimmages down at the Diamond. Have we had a road scrimmage yet?
No, all of them are home.
All home.
Of them are home, yep.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
Scheduling.
And we're supposed to open up Saturday at Housen, and if you're listening out there, that time, the game time has been changed to 1.
Right. Yep, 1 o'clock.
Yep. Trying to give it a little more time to dry
out. They got a dome.
Yeah.
The weather sounds.
Astrodome, right?
Yeah.
They're Houston.
Houston Astrodome.
The Houston Astrodome.
Houston Astrodome.
Yeah, that's right. So we open up Saturday, and then at Salina, maybe next Monday, Tuesday, something like that,
Monday,
right?
Yeah,
Monday. And you know, they got the turf, so it's a good chance that that could be our opener.
Yeah, we might get
that. Might be our opener, yeah.
That could be the opener on Monday. And then it's Friday home, Miss Sinwell. We got one?
Yeah, Friday home, yeah.
I talked to Mike Trowbridge is their assistant coach.
Okay, yeah.
And they got beat 31-0 at Greenville last night.
Yikes.
He said they start 6 freshmen.
Ooh.
Ouch.
And they played, that's their second scrimmage. And the first one, they only played 3 innings because they couldn't throw strikes. Their pitching team.
Ooh.
So it might be a down year for the Hawks.
Hawks might be tail.
But we'll see when the time comes.
They gave us a game last year.
They did.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
right.
They did.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
So this is what year for you?
Second year.
Yeah. And things good.
Good. Yeah. I think we've had a good start to the season. And
why don't you tell us about your staff?
How about
you got
staff?
This year?
Yeah.
So Ben Homan.
Fired Harold Feely, right, when you
fired.
Came on.
Thank God.
Fired Harold Feely.
But I got a call right after Jerry quit. You're out too, right?
Yeah.
I'm out, Coach.
No, Ben Homan and Tom Galdine helping with varsity.
Yep.
And then JV, Ben Will again, and Reese Rogers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the freshman
that's good.
Team is Ian Homan and Ethan Shane.
Ooh, that's perfect. Good young kids are back in
got
there.
Got some young guys back.
I love your JV freshman.
And then you got Tommy Galdeaton in there. And there ain't nobody that loves Fort Carey baseball.
He loves Fort
Carey
baseball.
That's right.
Absolutely. Yeah. You got to surround yourself with guys like that because
it makes a lot more fun.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Tommy's just a class guy.
Yep.
When you look at this year's coach, your lineup, you know, you're going to have speed at top. You got Troy and you got Landon. And you look for them two to be 1-2 somewhere in there?
That's what we've been playing with, yeah. That may change as things
never know.
Yeah. But they provide that speed, like you're saying. Landon can steal bases. He's a good contact hitter. If we get Troy can bunt, you know, those types of things. So I think they're pretty good 1-2.
Good gun.
And we'll see good how punch. That goes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great place to start because I remember back when we went to state a couple of times, Jerry Kalp had a second leadoff hitter in the, was that fifth or sixth spot? I can't remember what it was. You know, he had hit like two or three guys that could lead off. That'd be best leadoff guys in the league, and he had three of them on his team. So he had another startup. I think it might have been Kyle Schreier or something down in there. Somebody was like the down in the fifth or sixth spot as the second leadoff guy.
Yeah.
So. And then you got your Bo Tin, of course. Bo's a hitter. Bo's a you know, he's got
some power.
He does. Bo can. And then you got Kale and Patchy and
Riggs.
Riggs. He's probably in that five or six spot.
You got all those guys. You got a lot of them kids that you're gonna have a tough decision making them lineups out every day.
Yeah. You know, we kind
of could be one of them who's hot.
Well, that's kind of what we tell them. Who's hitting? You're probably going to be.
You're going to play. Yes,
we gotta score runs. So
that's going to be your biggest thing. Yeah, if you absolutely put three, four, or five runs on the board with your pitching,
makes the game a lot easier.
It's going to be pretty easy doing it that way.
Yeah, it does. We I read the article in the paper last night. Corey taking over at Coldwater, and it was a really good article. It'd just be a little bit strange when we go over there and play at Coldwater without Harley.
Without Harley,
I know you being a Coldwater boy. That just really sucks.
Yeah. I mean, that was shocking when it happened. And, it's just going to be weird.
Yeah.
It's just different. Yeah. Not used to it. So.
Yeah, Coldwater baseball. Now, I heard they're having some field troubles. Is that right?
The field had some issues over there. Yeah. I know they just put a new sod down in the infield.
Kind of so pulling up or something? Or
it didn't. They did it last fall, and it didn't take or
still
something.
Didn't take.
And so they just redid it again.
I'm sure, though.
Hopefully they're able to,
they'll get her
to play there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's cold.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah, I was going to say, money won't be an
option. Exactly right.
No, that's exactly
right. They need to get it.
There are people in that town that will make sure that happens.
Yeah.
They're going to make sure. How about our field, Coach? Feeling pretty good out there as far as the outfield and stuff.
Great, yeah. I mean, the grass is great. Things are level.
Everything pretty good.
Everything's brand new and beautiful.
Yeah.
We've had enough rain. Does it look like drainage isn't going to be even a minor problem?
I don't think so. It really really handles the water well. A couple weeks ago, we had that pretty heavy rain.
Oh, yeah.
I went out the next day, and it really was in pretty good shape then.
Could have played.
Well, that's really good.
Yeah, so it's handled things well. I think it's really going to do well with rain and being able to play. So,
Calby said he mowed her yesterday.
Did he mow it?
Yep.
He cut the infield down. Got the ball moving a little quick.
So you have your own grounds.
It was a little slow there. Bantwort.
Yeah.
But
first scrimmage, we couldn't get the ball through the infield. But it was moving last night.
Yeah, that's good.
Hit it on the ground, then have to look through the weeds to find it, like my golf ball.
Yeah, I agree with you. When you when you look at your second year and you look back at year one, rate yourself.
I mean, there's always things to improve on. That's what we're trying to do here. Just try to improve those things. I think we made good steps, good strides. I think we've got a solid pitching staff. That's something I think we focus on and trying to get a lot of guys pitching. So I think that's a good thing. And, you know, hitting, that's one of those big challenges we got to keep trying to fix. So that's, you know, well, that's a weakness
that way,
on me or what, but something we're trying to work at.
So let me ask you, last year, because she'd been with Coach Kalp for a long time, did you try to change much that first year, and have you tried to change much this year from what he did, or are you trying to keep the same sort of thing?
I would say some subtle things. A lot is the same. We were doing a lot of good things, but we've changed some subtle things. Tried to increase some intensity a little bit in our drills and what we're doing.
Good.
And changing our focus hitting wise and trying to get better at that.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
You got one thing that is really cool is the number of kids that are out. But that says a lot to me. I mean, I really enjoy that.
Yes.
I really look at that and think, God dang it, now that's a good deal. Yeah, that's as big as numbers we've ever had.
Absolutely.
Since I've been here, what
without
I
a doubt.
Can remember.
Yeah,
yeah,
without a doubt.
It's a big freshman class.
Big senior class that kept coming back. I mean, we're not like, I've looked at some of the rosters that the other teams have sent us, and some of them are like, one or two juniors, one or two seniors, and a whole bunch of other sophomores and freshmen, a big senior class, no juniors and some sophomores. You know, we kind of have a pretty good amount in every class, don't we?
Yeah.
All the way down.
Yeah.
Especially the freshmen. But
yeah, there's 11. There's 11 freshmen. The juniors are 7 or 8, I want to say.
Yeah, that's
maybe more, and sophomores have like 9. So yeah,
that's solid group.
Good
really
number
good.
All the way through.
Yeah, and
that's
if you
solid group, and that's what you want because you'll get pitchers out of that too.
Yeah,
you know, when you get that many kids, you're bound to have some kids that are going to be pretty good to be able to throw the ball.
Yep.
Talking about hitting a little bit, I mean, I can remember from the years been past, you know, getting out and hitting. The hitting is such a tough thing, and doing it in a cage. You know, I feel like the kids don't know. Am I hitting the ball really good? You feel like you're in there, you might be, I'm just killing the ball. But then when you go out in the field, you're not even hard to get it out of the field. You know?
Or you're hitting it hard right at the shortstop or something like
it's
that.
Just, yeah. It's just, such once a you get outside, and if that makes a huge difference. If you can get some warm days, which right now we ain't have very many.
Right. That's, you're out there hitting, and it's cold, and the ball doesn't come off the bat
doesn't
very
come off
good,
the bat. You know.
Doesn't feel good. And,
yeah.
So it's a big difference.
It's tough right now.
Inside versus outside.
And they got to battle through that, but... Yeah, once it starts getting warmer,
right,
then it'll be fun. You know,
right.
then
I think then we get a better idea. Yeah,
then you start feeling what the contact and stuff's going. So how about you naming off your kids? We got seven seniors.
Yeah. This is going to be like a
let
test
me see if
here.
I can find this.
I was going to say you might need to you might need some paperwork on that.
Yeah, seniors are Bo 10,
Bo Kale.
Kale Rammel, Daniel Patch,
Landon.
Landon Post, Jackson,
Jackson,
Wyatt, Ben,
Wyatt.
How many did I get to?
That might be
Tucker Overman.
Yeah, Tucker Overman.
Yep.
That'd be seven.
Let me see if I can get the what.
Have them in there.
What she sent me here today, so you don't leave anybody out. Because
I think that's got to make you feel pretty good that all those kids are out too. The thing that scares me. I hear we have no Pony Leaguers.
Yeah, there's only a few kids, 7th and 8th grade.
I mean, because that's something.
Baseball. Yeah.
And I wonder what you do there.
Yeah.
That's a little scary.
I think I have the right thing up there that you can maybe see some of them. But.
Yeah,
they're all there.
Yeah. So those numbers are low in the junior high. So.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can get that
coming up a little bit.
Get some bigger groups.
Which I don't know what they said. There's like 3 or 4 kids that wanted to play, but
right.
So I don't know if you what do you do with them? You put them on an Acme?
I think that's junior Acme
or something. Or?
Come summer.
I mean, put them back down
to
Little League. I don't know how much that's going to gain them anything.
I think come summer, put them on the junior Acme, and that way they can get some
get a bunch of reps and swings. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got our seniors. How about our juniors?
I'm going to use that list there. Troy Homan. That's not right there. That's football.
Sorry.
Troy
that's what I got sent. I didn't look at it.
You got 49 guys.
Yeah.
You gained some more.
Well, let me go. Oh, okay. She sent me the whole set of stuff, and I didn't.
Alex Deuce, Riggs, Toby.
Alex Riggs, Troy.
I had to go to page 17 to get the baseball. Okay.
Gosh, I don't know the number for sure.
Okay, maybe that'll help. I'm just trying to.
Getting better?
She sent all the rosters.
There we go.
She sent all the rosters, and the football does happen to be the first page.
So, varsity wise,
had a chance to look at it.
Alex, Troy, Rex, Riggs.
Rexy. Forgot about him.
That's varsity wise.
Yeah.
Receivers, Gavin Fowler, Sage Wendell, Owen Kanapke, Nate Judy, JV for now. And, you know, that stuff can always change.
Those are all their juniors, too?
They're all juniors, too.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
So
that's, you know, we have numbers.
We
and
know
they all
numbers.
Sound like pretty good athletes and good kids that are going to give it what they have.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
And I know in the past, too, if a kid gets hot down on a JV team, you can move him up. I mean, you'll move him up anytime.
So sure, yeah.
Them kids definitely want to stay working hard and focusing. And and I can remember the first year we went to state, Ross Oman was a – he played back, you know, and he was just awesome. And, you know, senior year, he's phenomenal. So
yeah.
A lot of that stuff – you know, there's just a lot of kids. There's a lot of numbers. You got to battle.
Yeah,
I mean, you got to battle to get in there.
We got that many kids, so, you know, there's only so many spots, and those guys get playing. At least they're in there playing. And,
yeah.
And like you said, you know, you may come back the next year and be.
And you'll be the stud.
Better, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So your program can kind of reload when you have that.
Yeah. Especially when you get numbers like you have now. That's just tremendous.
How do you practice with 35 kids in a sack?
that's been a challenge. That's
everybody gets 2 square feet.
So what? I mean, is that we used to go an hour and a half, 2 hours max. I mean, do you go longer?
We go 2 hours, and luckily, usually we have the gym and the sack. So we'll send a team to the gym.
Halfway. Yeah, that makes sense.
Throwing, infield, things like that. The other guys hit in the sack, and then we'll switch. So that, you know.
That helps.
Breaks it up a little bit. So we got more space, and it works out better.
All right, who's throwing? You got anybody throwing live? You?
Throwing live? Oh.
Your arm's got to be falling off.
I have. This is the least I've thrown since, whatever, 10 years I've been here. This is the least I've thrown. Ben Holman,
right?
Ben Holman's throwing a lot.
Oh, yeah, he's got them two young
kids. Oh, them young guys can throw.
Ethan's been throwing a lot.
Good.
So, yeah, my arm's getting a break.
I was going to say, I'm just thinking of the past. My arm about fell off, and we had 11, 12 kids that I throw to you. I can't imagine throwing to 30 of them.
Yep.
No. Did you by any chance watch World Baseball? Watch any of that?
Just highlights. I didn't sit down and watch any games, just highlights.
Man, it sounds like that was a huge hit. I mean,
really
it.
Exciting.
Great baseball. And
yeah, it's really exciting.
Yeah.
And, I think with the major league guys that are in there, they're excited about it. They're
having
fun.
Oh, they seem like they're having a blast.
Having fun.
So.
Yeah, I think so, too. And having a blast is kind of what we're wanting to have this year. And Coach, when you look at the league this year, solid. Every year it's solid, you know. Right. Does it run through Coldwater again? Or what are you thinking there?
I kind of think Coldwater, St. Henry. I think St. Henry's returning some guys.
Got some good ones.
They'll be pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
Coldwater should be good. And I think we're right up there. We should be able to compete with them.
Yeah. So.
New Bremen, of course, has athletes. And Versailles is always...
Versailles could be,
you never know what you're going to get there.
Yeah.
And there's a whole bunch.
I know Versailles has got high expectations.
Yeah.
I know that.
And then there's always some wild card that you're not expecting, like we were about 6 or 8 years ago.
You find them.
Where'd they come from?
And like the MAC, too, you find that if you get their number two, it's a lot easier. You know, that one year we seemed like we got everybody's number one. You know, it was like every week, oh, he hadn't pitched yet. Oh, great. You know, you got to beat him anyhow, but... Still, I feel like sometimes you get that number two all the time, and you can beat.
That's a big difference.
You get a lot of wins.
Yeah, that can be a big difference. And
it sure can.
Yeah, I felt like last year we saw a lot of number ones, and I told these guys we're going to see it again this year.
Well, and I think they look at it as, you know, hey, this week we got Fort Recovery in Knoxville, so we're going with number one against Fort Recovery. We're going to get, you know, we'll put our second guy out in Knoxville.
Right.
Or maybe, and I, what I want is to get their number ones because that means they respect us.
Sure.
But at the same time, we have to go play better to keep earning their number one, even if they're playing St. Henry the next game or the game before.
It'd be a lot of fun.
We want to have that respect, but it'd be nice to catch a number two every once in a while so we can get.
And it seems like, thinking. I mean, we've had years where you, even when you go to Sidney Lehman or somebody, you get their number one.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yep. Yeah. The one year we went to Walpock and St. Mary's and they both threw their number ones and they had league games that week. Yeah. I thought, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
But it is what it is. But
yeah.
But from what I see in the schedule, it looks like we're still on a pretty good schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. I think. Good competition.
Good competition.
Yeah, we'll have Walpock and so
and South Adams,
Salina, South Adams,
doubleheader with the chicken dinners.
That's right. Yeah,
I got the chicken dinners that day.
Yep.
So right. Let's just say we're playing Saturday. Who gets the ball?
I can't answer.
Game time decision. Right. I like it. Game time decision.
I've got my list, but I haven't made a final decision.
Will you do that Friday? Will you tell them, or will you wait till Saturday, or how's that work for you?
Between now and Saturday, I want to talk with those three main guys who I see pitching a lot and kind of work it out with them. Where are they comfortable and what are they thinking too?
Yeah, so you sit down with a coach, like who's going to be your closer and that kind of a deal?
That sort of thing, yeah. Yeah, so we got to talk through that, and we'll have that discussion in the next few days and be ready for Saturday or Monday.
Do we have all right-handers? What? Do we have a...
Yeah, we don't. We have no left-handed
pitchers. No,
I'm trying to think. Didn't remember any left-handers in that.
No lefties.
Nope.
Early in the season, do you pinch count them, or are you pretty good shape? What's the number, 75? Is that what it is?
This early, between 50 and 60, probably.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, especially since you're still trying to trying to evaluate who the other, like four or five other pitchers are and who you can depend on. You want to get them some innings so you know what you're going to expect live.
Sure, yeah, we want to get them some time too. But just with the weather, it's cold and you're just starting out, so you want to kind of be
it's
easy.
Nice having
easy
a deep staff too, though.
Right,
that's big because. Oh, yeah. You feel like you're bringing in a kid that's still just pretty darn good.
Right.
You know, that's good.
Yeah, I'm with you. Let's take one more break, come back, and wrap it up with Coach. I know he's got a little Rugrats at home. And we'll get him on his way here.
Going.
Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to someone in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with your neighbors to help solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got unique solutions. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Stop out and visit us at the Wendling Sports Club every Friday during Lent. We'll be having our popular all-you-can-eat fish fry on Friday nights from 4:30 to 7. Along with our famous freshly cooked fish, we'll have French fries, a variety of salads, and several other great side dishes. Bring the whole family. Come early and stay late. Meet your friends at the Wendling Sports Club every Friday evening during Lent for our all-you-can-eat fish fry. Great food, great company. Come on out and see us at the Wendling Sports Club's fish fry every Friday during Lent from 4:30 to 7.
Sports Talk, Bubba and B.
Coach Spencer.
Coach Bobby.
Coach Stogler. We know everything.
Where you've got it figured out.
That's exactly right.
We are not going to lose a game this year.
So I've seen where the Fort Ricard Indians are hosting the Acme District Tournament this year.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, we just found out about that last week.
That's awesome.
You know, they were looking for somebody, and with the new field and everything.
I'm surprised they gave it to us with not having lights.
Yeah.
We could be, if we get some rain, we could be starting at 8 in the morning.
We decided to move the times up a little bit
sure.
since we don't have lights, so we'll see how it goes. So, you
know. Yeah, that's exciting.
So if there's a business out there looking to support the Fort Recovery baseball program.
They want to drop $100,000 and get some lights?
$50,000, $75,000, $100,000, put some lights in.
I don't know if I'd touch it. Yes. But you know what? It is some facility, and you got to be super excited about it.
Oh, yeah. Man.
It's great. It's great playing out there, yeah. It's, you know, everything's perfect shape.
Everything brand new. It's just going to be awesome.
Yeah, and every team, you know, the two teams we scrimmaged, they said how nice it was.
Yeah.
So that's good to hear.
That is
and
good
it's probably
hear.
The worst it's going to be. It's just going to get better.
Yeah.
Right.
It feels
it's going to get better and better. That's true. I seen where Coach Kapp's going to throw out first pitch.
I don't know. I didn't see it. Is that his announcement?
Yep. I think I seen that.
They had a schedule. And,
going to have a ribbon cutting with the WOW people.
I think so.
That'd be a fun, that'd be a fun day.
On Facebook?
It was somewhere.
I think it was. I just seen it somewhere.
I know I got it on, as an email, but I think it was out on Facebook, too.
Well, it'll be exciting. Coach, wrap up here. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, people you want to thank and basically talk about come out and watch us play.
Yeah, I mean, we gotta thank the boosters and all the guys that put that field together and planned all that. Just what a great opportunity and great place to play now.
Yeah.
So we got to thank them and obviously thank, you know, all these players and the work they're putting in and everybody that supports us. You know, my wife and family for letting me do this. And,
yep, absolutely.
And, yeah, we're excited and hopefully a great year ahead. So.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's get you back up here sometime halfway through the season, and we
can talk it over.
Out or we'll get you.
Say you're the greatest coach we've ever had.
That's exactly right. Coach, you're awesome. We wish you the best of luck, my friend.
All right, thanks for having us.
Indians get it started Saturday. Come on, Mother Nature. Why don't you do something?
Be nice to us one time.
Yeah. Let's just move to the north or something.
I think we've had probably 8 out of the last 10 weekends have been. Terrible.
We always open up on slime anyway.
Yeah, it's automatic.
Slime. That's exactly right.
It's going to be there anyhow.
But I'd love to get down to Houston.
Yeah, exactly right. That's Coach Ike and the Indians of baseball, and they kick her off Saturday, rain or shine. I say rain or shine. Let's play. See you,
Absolutely.
Coach.
See you, Coach.
And the Indians are like Fee talked about. We got a lot of kids returning, high expectations, and a beautiful facility.
Oh, man, I agree 100%, Bobby. And, and, you know, we talked a little bit about it, and I know there's three guys on this team that are going to know about it, that, you know, all those kids that played basketball towards the end of the year, they got that attitude of we want to win, you know, and let's hope they bring that right to the beginning of baseball season and go from there, and let's win every game. I mean, we went 1 year and started 17-0, I think.
Yep.
You know, came right out of the gate. Won every game, played hard, and it was so much fun in the dugouts. When it's going good like that, it's a lot of fun.
That's right. And then the girls' softball team, I got a text from Carrie Shane.
Get her in next week?
Yep, we're going to try to get her in here.
Yeah.
She's busier than crap, too.
You know, oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Just like Coach Ike, you know, I'm sure he's got a lot better things to do.
Come
up here on a Wednesday night
talking to us.
Two morons. But,
yeah.
But we appreciate that. And you know, Coach is a class guy, man.
He is. He's really a class guy.
Yep. One class kid is Mr. Cale Rammel.
Mm-hmm.
And Cale got special mention All-State today.
He did. Awesome.
Ooh.
Third team last year.
Mm-hmm.
Special mention this year. So he got worse? Had a worse year?
I ain't quite sure about that.
Who votes?
Yeah.
Idiots?
Yeah, how do you back a guy down?
That votes on this.
And he had a better year.
Oh, jeez.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Does anybody watch basketball? Does anybody have a clue?
Well, obviously not too many people.
The voters.
Cameron Elwer.
Yep.
Special mention. Not for... Cameron Elwer?
Yeah.
You're telling me there's 15 better players in D4 than Cale Ramel and Cameron Elwer? I'll tell you right now, you're wrong.
You're wrong, yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I agree with you.
What did Stonebreaker in Versailles?
Stonebreaker got third team, Division III.
That makes sense. That's at least reasonable.
Yep.
You can make arguments for two.
He got third team from Marion. I got no problem with that.
That's
big kid,
problem.
Good
player.
Yeah.
Marion, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, that's not wrong.
It ain't like we got beat first game of the tournament. I mean, he got us to the district finals.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't get it, Fee. I don't get it.
No, it ain't good.
Nope. What else is going on?
NCAA, how's your bracket?
Real good. Really
not
good.
Not too bad.
Yep.
Got all four in the final?
I got four left of the 16.
Are they?
I didn't count mine. I'm sure I'm as bad as out of work.
Chance.
I literally had
who's as
Arizona
better?
And Purdue.
Yeah.
And they were out.
The only people who have a chance to win are little kids who have no idea.
Yep.
And they just women.
Pick. Yep. That pick because of colors or they like the
and
name.
Women, yeah. Because yep. they yep. have no idea. Women are stupid.
Yep. But they're winning.
Yeah.
Yeah. And back a few years ago when we used to do the...
we got to do that again next year. We got to make sure we do it.
The March Madness pool.
That's a lot of fun.
I'd say probably
girl won
at least half
Erica,
the time.
Erica and
Chelsea.
Won.
She might have went back to back. Chelsea Metzger.
Yeah, Chelsea Metzger won. Yep. Erica.
Yep.
Yep. They were always winning. So, yeah.
Me and Fee dead last.
Dead well, last.
Yeah, because you know you watch the games, you know how they should turn out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's they don't turn out how they should turn
they
out.
They do not.
And
I did
boy,
pretty
the last
good
weekend
betting.
Proved that.
Did you?
Yeah. I think I only lost like $2,000 this
not
weekend.
Bad.
Well, that's
pretty
not
good
bad.
Weekend.
I mean, that's pretty good.
That ain't a bad weekend.
After,
no, too bad at all.
Betting.
Yeah, I'm
betting
real happy.
$2,000, you only lost
$2,000.
So.
Yeah.
Things are looking good.
I think my account, I had my last bet on Sunday, I played a $100 three-team parlay with TCU over Gonzaga catching 4.5. I won that one.
Yep.
I had Farley Dickinson catching 18 versus.
Oh.
Won that. I got two in.
St. Mary, that's good.
IU.
IU.
Da da.
P-U,
da
IU.
Da 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 da
Mopped you.
Jesus. What was her name? Flo? Ethel? Or who was the lady that...
Yeah.
You mean on Carol Burnett?
No, the lady ended. Don't you remember IU pregame with the lady?
Oh, I don't...
She'd mop the hallway.
Yeah.
Then she'd start singing.
Yeah.
I don't know that I ever saw that.
Somebody tell me that lady's name. Come on. Just before we leave it here, I want to know the lady who mopped the janitor at the IU pregame.
Yep.
I guarantee somebody knows.
Somebody
knows. Wait
that.
A minute.
Well, there's a lot of IU fans around.
Donnie Workamp says, if Crestview, OG, Rushi, and Centerville wasn't in the tournament, attendance would have been half of what they had.
I'd say that's right. That is exactly
And Donnie,
right.
I think, was there. I don't know if he went to all the games, but he was down there, I believe.
Donnie's a big one. He's a goer. He likes to go to that.
Well, he likes basketball.
Under all that.
Yeah, he does. Absolutely. Yeah. We got a superintendent yet?
They were interviewing, second interview for people today, this afternoon. I think 4:30 they had a meeting.
About?
Accepting the resignation of Toby, can't think of her first name.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were going into executive session to have second round interviews with the three folks.
So I take it nobody got St. Henry's yet?
I haven't heard anything.
Haven't heard anything
Nothing
at
there
all.
Either.
Nope. So I think somebody told me they were going to be deciding this week, but I don't know that that's true.
Hmm.
I don't remember who told me, and don't know if they were credible, but that's...
We got to do a lot of hiring.
We got a lot of shit going on
we
here.
We got to hire a lot of people. Yeah.
Got a lot to do.
Interesting.
That's okay. You know, we seem to, we have a pretty good track record the last 3 or 4 or 5 years of hiring really good people. So,
yep.
But they also seem to all go away because mm-hmm. we might be hiring really good people too young.
We're teaching them too good.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
You can't.
You can't. You have to get somebody
Change
good. That's the main thing.
Can't put them on handcuffs.
Nope.
Well, maybe.
We can
maybe.
Try.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I keep them here.
We had our prosecuting attorney here. We
Aaron.
Sue.
We locked him up.
Lock him up. We got anybody interested in Trusty Woods?
Ooh, I don't know.
I heard. I heard we had a...
Somebody sniffing?
I don't know. I don't want to say nothing.
I seen.
Tim told me he's had several people looking, but there's each one of them has a different thing that was a deal breaker.
I heard it was Spanish.
But that was 2 or 3 weeks ago.
El Camino?
Yeah, there's been several that
El
have...
El Camino East?
Yeah.
El Camino. You're a big El Camino guy.
No, yeah.
You're not?
I kind of like the other one. The taco place.
Taco too.
Where's that?
One right across from McDonald's in the mall.
In the little strip mall.
McDonald's.
It's actually really good.
Portal.
I don't even know where McDonald's is in Portal. Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Why would I go to McDonald's? That's the worst food in the world.
Oh, you pass
you
it.
Stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. But that has nothing to do with their food.
Don't you go to McDonald's.
I haven't been to a McDonald's in at least 5 years, and I think the time before that, it was to get an ice cream something.
Ooh.
Next Wednesday, I'm bringing you a quarter pounder with cheese.
I won't eat it.
You will eat it.
I will not eat McDonald's food. It gives
French
me,
fries.
Give me their French fries are really good. But I'll eat their French fries. No.
Coke.
No,
Sprite?
Caffeine. Okay. Sprite.
Fanta?
I have my own drinks. I would eat their French fries.
I'll bring you... When was the last time you had McDonald's French fries?
Probably 10 years ago.
10 years ago?
Why would I eat their food? It's terrible.
Are you stupid?
Yummy.
It gives me a gut ache every time I eat one of their hamburgers. It's awful.
McDonald's quarter pounder with cheese.
Ooh,
you're killing me right now.
No.
Think about driving over there right now.
I might pull the cheese off and eat it, but...
You don't like cheese?
Yeah, I like the cheese. I'd eat the cheese. Keep the damn hamburger.
Eat our hamburger,
it's
right?
It's terrible. That's awful food. That's terrible food. I don't eat fast food.
You know.
I like restaurants.
You're healthy.
No, I'm not healthy, but I eat in restaurants. I don't eat fast food. That's awful. Now, I will eat Culver's. That's good.
Butterburger.
A Butterburger.
Those are good. And Steak and Shake, but there aren't any left.
They're out of business because you didn't frequent them enough.
You're right.
You quit going
there. They weren't. Well, I had to drive to
Munchies. They had like $11 milkshakes. They were good. They were worth every penny.
So
but,
good.
But if you go there between 2 and 5, they're half price.
There you go. $6.
So nobody had better milk. Yeah, they did. I should take it back.
Who?
Mercer County Fair, the Cattlemen's.
Oh yeah, I bet that's
better.
Last year, I just stood there and food, kept drinking them.
Yeah,
yep.
Couldn't stop.
Keep milking them, maybe shooting out my boobs.
Coming right out of the cow,
yep.
Squishing her up, right, put her right into you. Can't beat it.
Yeah,
I never had such a great milkshake.
Delicious milkshake.
And the food that you get at the fair, at those kind of FFA types of things, that is so
tremendous.
Much better than you can get anywhere.
But Elvenir.
Oh, don't even talk to me. The best, though. You ready for this? You're going to gross me out here.
Mm.
There's a trailer across from the fair, from the track.
Yep. Chili dog?
Okay.
Freaking chili dog.
Love that chili dog.
The trailer is, I would say it's older than Kramer's trailer that he had. Remember that? Or Leon Vondrell's.
Yeah.
Oh, remember Austin Vondrelli's, that little trailer he had? It's the same size.
Yeah, it's exact same.
And they serve...
Mom and Pop.
Chili dogs. Mom and Pop.
Yeah. And they got great root beer in there, too.
Oh. He opens up right now. I'm heading right over.
Yeah,
I haven't
right
been
now.
To the fair for 50 years. So I,
you don't go to the fair?
What's at the fair? I guess I could talk to people.
Ride rides.
I'm not going to ride
Rascal
rides.
Rascal Flats.
Rascal.
I don't like
He's to, a rascal.
I don't like to go to concerts unless I can be as close as to me and you.
Really?
And the sound can't be so loud it's killing me.
If he went and seen Bon Jovi.
Def Leppard.
From 200 feet away?
Nope, from me to you.
Key Palace.
Oh, that's...
Key Palace.
I don't think so.
Bull crap, tell
me. Yeah. It was a real one of them.
Oh, okay.
Tribute bands.
It wasn't bad.
They were pretty good.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Yeah. Key Palace is neat.
I've never been in.
It's a
we gotta go over there, Bobby.
It is a weird place, but it is just
neat. It is
neat.
A little weird, man.
It's neat. It is just... We saw Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen.
What's yes, this sir.
Hot Rod Lincoln. But he was
how many songs did he sing? How many songs did he sing? That one 19 times?
No, he's sang... They did about 10 or 15 songs, but he wasn't the one that sang it. The guy that sang the song was dead, and he was the only one left in the group, and they did completely other stuff. When they did Hot Rod Lincoln, go, Oh, is that what this is? So yeah, it was
Commander
King Bob, the Pudman, Steiny. I think we're all just sitting there laughing.
That's a classic.
Oh yeah,
it was. Okay, we're gonna go see Commander Cody. It might as well have been Rocker.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
by himself. With nobody helping him, it was something else.
So good,
but that is a neat place.
I love live music.
I do too. How about tomorrow night? Let's go to Roots.
Where?
Roots.
What's Roots?
St. Mary's. Oh, Winchester.
Well, they got
it's in a really nice bar, and they got live music every Thursday.
Where's Roots?
Kunta Kinte.
What is that? 32 or whatever.
Well, yeah,
let's go from Portland and drive straight into
27.
Yep. Look off the side.
Oh, it's at the hotel.
It used to be. I think it might have used to be a hotel.
Oh.
I thought it still was.
I thought there was a nice restaurant there.
That's it.
Oh, okay. All right. I've been there a few times.
Yeah, it's nice. Different names, but I've been there several times.
Yeah, it's changed names like four times, he said.
Yeah.
But really?
Several people had told me that they... That
Cody found... I think nobody the guys you work with said go over there.
Nobody can make a living in there.
Listen, there's something big going on tomorrow night.
Oh, what's that?
Big.
Uh-oh.
You guys doing anything?
It's got grandkids right
over. Depends on what it is, but
you'll
yeah.
You'll be there.
Okay.
Can we get the radio station up there?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Why is not?
Because I don't know what
we said you loved Fort Recovery.
I do. So what's the live music?
First grade play.
Ooh, that's big.
Should be big.
That is
Lane
has
a part.
Ooh, that's big.
Got one line, I think.
Sing?
That's big.
I think he's supposed to, but he kind of talks it. So, and then Will's is Friday at 9 o'clock.
Ooh, perfect.
Parents' Day.
That is awesome.
Oh, 9 in the morning?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't beat that.
I got a big Thursday, Friday.
He better take off work.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you'll be crying for 2 days because of how beautiful it is. Just,
well, Lane can't sing a tune. He can't even. He can hardly talk. And Will, he's dumb, too. smart.
I don't know, but I like your grandkids.
They're
awesome.
Kind of brats.
They're awesome.
I love them. They're neat.
Bratty.
So they're grandpa all over again?
Could be a little bit.
That's what they say. Got anything else, Big Daddy? I got another text.
Do not.
Oh, you might get the name of the mopper.
It. Nope.
Oh.
My,
Kathy, that's nephew a had a fan, didn't she?
Hey, your nephew had a big game last night.
Had a big game last night at Sanford.
Wow.
Oh, went 3 for 4, hit one out, hit a double and a single.
No, that's drove Mike's in four grandson? Runs.
Mike's grandson, yep.
For some reason, I was thinking about him the other day. And
he is.
I thought I didn't remember where he went and anything about it, but I remembered he was...
Birmingham, Alabama.
He was big time.
Hail balls, Duffus, Ohio.
Yikes.
Today?
Yeah, a little bit ago.
Holy crap.
Them babies will do some damage.
That would dent the old car.
Those are quarter size, probably?
I would say they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good size.
Yeah. They said they had a severe thunderstorm go through there.
Ooh.
Allen County. That's big. That's big.
That's a big one.
That's real big.
That's real big.
I got nothing else.
So we got Kerry next week?
Browns made a trade today.
Seen that. E.J. Moore. Elijah Moore.
Good trade, bad trade.
Good trade.
Yeah. I tell you what, he fit there. He got them all. We had to have defensive guys. He got them, and safety got him. And
did they have to give away much to get him, or
their second round pick?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they don't really know. It wasn't like they had
this
to guy's trade
a. He's an established wide receiver. So.
Oh, that's not bad. Trade away a possibility for a sure thing. Yeah. Okay.
Hopefully.
If they have to trade away one of their stars to get another star,
I don't like that.
But
Aaron Rodgers, he gonna get her done?
Well, I think here's my thinking. I think that the Jets traded him to get that second-round pick to throw in the package for Rodgers.
And some cabbage.
I think that's why they made that trade.
They dropped it because I think Moore made some money too, didn't he?
Yep. So my guess is they're trying to find...
Get a little cap space
too. They got to get something to sweeten the deal to get to Aaron Rodgers.
Get it done.
If I was betting. Yeah. If I was betting, Neil. That's why I'd do it.
Good idea.
I should be a GM.
Well,
I got ripped.
There would be...
You should see my Twitter feed.
I would bet there are 30 teams that you would be better than the guy that's there in
so
overall
I kind of
major sport.
I kind of ripped people from Richmond Heights.
Oh, okay.
Not the people, but I just ripped them for what they did to Crestview. It's such B crap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? pressing up 40.
Up 40.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
With a recruited team. Yeah. Basically Division I players.
Yeah. And I kind of grossed the OHSA out. I said, you know, do something. Yeah. Now, Richmond Heights is not a private school. It's a public school. I didn't know that. But it doesn't matter.
Right. That's a bad move by a coach.
So it's a public school.
Yes.
And just happened to have players of that caliber.
Yeah.
So it's like St. Henry in 1990.
No, they would bring them in.
Yeah. But
these kids were left over from last year, and they said they got some kids coming in next year that are unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, that's good.
Remember North College Hill?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny because I started posting on
that O.J. Mayo and Billy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Hellwagon gets on there. And he starts saying how terrible it is that this team is in D4, pressing.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. And he's saying, and he knows, you know how smart he is. Well, he did his homework on it.
Yeah.
He said, you know, it's not a private school, these kids, but they bring them in.
Right.
You know. And then the Ohio Basketball Association, Coaches Association, named Richmond Heights coach of the year. And I responded, pressing up 40 in a state final, that is not my coach of the year. No thanks.
No.
I agree. Sent some of the private messages.
Like, take a while.
Oh, yeah. You know nothing. You're racist.
Racist?
Yeah.
Oh, are they a black school?
Yeah, evidently. Oh. I don't know.
I never got called
a racist.
Well, you did the same thing last year with Fort Laramie, right? When did Fort Laramie girls destroy somebody? It's like,
they played
a
first-round game. Pissing me off.
Yeah. They played the first-round game and beat 97-2, and it was terrible.
I don't understand it.
I hate that.
Well, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was maybe Tri-Village, one of the semi-local girls' teams that had one of their best players in the fourth quarter, up 40 or 50 points.
They only got nine. They only have nine players, Tri-Village.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they can't take everybody out.
You only have nine players.
Yeah.
Well, probably for the same reason that Coldwater didn't have a JV volleyball team last year. They're one of the best volleyball teams in the state. Didn't have a JV team with 100 kids in the class. You know,
that don't make sense.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Nine kids. Come on, coach. Better than that. Although Riley Sagister got second. She was second in voting for Miss Basketball.
Miss Basketball?
Runner-up, yeah, yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty darn good.
And she is really good.
Oh, she's a tremendous player.
She's
almost as good as you were.
Huge button.
Yeah.
She's a tremendous
basketball player.
Yeah.
Was she a junior or she senior?
Senior.
We got lucky and got our game snowed out, I believe.
Yes.
We are Marshall.
We got a basketball coach in Phil, too.
Oh, that's right.
Anybody hear anything?
No, I haven't heard a thing. Haven't heard one name. But, you know, they don't, like, leak that out. So unless it's somebody local that says, hey, I applied.
Everybody else has leaks. How come we don't leak?
We got a leak.
Maybe we're a little more refined than some of these schools that are just all willy nilly about, we'll just throw everything out there.
Yeah.
Maybe we have a little better security.
You think that might be?
I don't know.
That's just a thing.
We have a radio station.
Nobody listens
to it, but we have one.
Nope.
Well, we don't care if anybody listens live. We have over 60,000 plays a year in our archives.
Year 38,000 of them.
No, I almost never listen in the archives because I'm listening to it when I put it in the archives.
So, I did listen to a couple things in the archives. The Hall of Fame. Listen to that.
Yep.
That was good.
Yes.
Good.
Yep, that was very... I love going to that thing. I don't know why. You know, it's just...
I've been here a couple times.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
You got inducted.
I'm a Hall of Famer. You are not. You're a loser.
I'm a loser.
Yet.
Can't get in.
How is he not in the Hall of Fame?
You haven't nominated him. Nominate him. All you have to do is go to the Chamber of Commerce website. And
no website.
The nomination forms are there. And Connor East
voted for last year.
Huh?
I was on the voting committee or whatever.
Oh.
Somebody couldn't make it, and they called me last second. I walked up in the garage.
And you did what?
Voted on it, basically.
This year you didn't get a vote?
No, they didn't need me this year. I got kicked back out again.
Hey, I see that Brockman kid from the Mercer Savings Bank went to Heinz.
Yes. Yeah. He didn't exactly say. I said, so who's taking your place? He said, nobody. So that makes it sound like.
They're closing her up?
No, they're not closing it. They're just not going to have a bank manager in this
area,
in this building.
So that thing's going to close.
That's not good.
I doubt it, because there's a lot of people here. And all three of our banks, the People's Bank that ended up being First Financial, Second National that went with Park, and the Fort Recovery Savings and Loan that went with Mercer Savings Bank, when each one of those banks got bought out, they doubled the value of each one of the banks that bought them out. Like Second National, they had four or five branches. The money from Fort Recovery doubled their value.
A lot of money in this town.
People's Bank, when they got bought by Mercer Savings Bank, it doubled the value of Mercer Savings Bank, and they had two or three, four. The same thing with Fort Recovery Savings and Loan and People's Bank and all that. It doubled the value because there was so much money in this town. So I can't imagine them. It's hard for me to believe that they don't have somebody important sitting in there.
Mm. Well, like, you should do it.
What's that? Bank?
Yeah.
Hey, you got to have a little
no, you
finance.
Don't. Joe Fowler did it.
Well, but he had a degree in the
Randy
banking.
Randy Diller did it. He don't know nothing.
Huh. Okay. Well, I think your sarcasm is making your own point, but or arguing your...
Anybody can be a banker.
Yeah, that's not true. You don't.
And you could do it.
I could do it, but I don't want. I don't want somebody like me being in charge of that bank without a little bit more knowledge.
Irene Stone.
Irene.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah.
She was there forever.
She was a teller for a long time, and she would be. She's wise enough to do that. She doesn't have the degree to do it, but.
Oh, I love Bertha
was the best. Yeah.
I alternately loved her and hated her because she just plain tell you, and
she didn't beat her. Yeah,
she was a little more bullheaded than you'd probably want.
I'd walk in the bank. You're overdrawn. Thanks, Bertha.
Thanks, Bertha.
That's why I'm here, baby.
Well, when we opened the door, so everybody was in there. Just the people in the bank.
We had to charge you $32. Thanks, brother. God love you.
Thank you.
I just noticed last week they tore down the house.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
I don't know. That wasn't like a great house or anything, but it just...
No.
Stuff like that means something to me.
Been there a long time.
Yep.
Yeah,
I just think, you know, that'd be something that I'd want to... I don't know.
I assume they're knocking that barn down, too.
I'm sure they're going to flatten that old thing.
Yep, they did one at a time, and you think, oh, yeah, I guess they're knocking that little building down. Yeah. I guess
they
that's okay.
About 13 buildings out there.
Yeah, a bunch of buildings.
Well, they're knocking that one down,
probably
too.
All full of cash, too.
Oh, yeah.
I hope they...
That's what takes them all. They go through all the walls.
I hope they check that out.
You never know about it.
You think that, but, you know, they owned the bank. So yeah. I'm going to guess they didn't keep a lot of money in the house. It was all in the bank. Yeah. You know, they
owned the bank.
They were major stockholders.
Really?
Yeah. And one of the stories I remember, this is not Bertha, but Bob Kurgan, when Blizzard of 78, and, you know, we were plowing the snow and piling it up in the middle of the street. So he was there with, he was the only guy with a backhoe back then. So he's taking the backhoe, putting the snow in somebody's dump truck, and they're taking it down to the river. So he's there by the bank, and he's scooping stuff up, and they think, well, I'm here. He scooped off the first step, second step, third step, right up to the door, and I'm going to say some things that maybe people might not want to hear, but somebody said to him, what are you trying to do, rob the bank? He said, I don't have to rob the son of a bitch. I own the goddamn thing. And he did, and he never wore anything except overalls, not bib overalls, but overalls and flannel shirts.
I remember his backhoe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember
he was the only one. And, he had more money than God, and he couldn't take vacations longer. He had to be within a day of Fort Recovery, because if somebody died, he had to come back and dig dig the hole in the cemetery.
Yep. Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's just
that's unbelievable. But,
you know, that was one of those things where I don't have to rob the son of a bitch. I own the goddamn
thing. I own it.
And he did.
Yeah. Can't argue with
him.
Can't
but
argue with
if him. You looked at him, you sure wouldn't have thought that.
No.
You know, his dad and his uncle, they always wore suits and ties, and they were always they looked like
the part
wealthy businessmen.
Yeah,
and he was just some guy with a backhoe.
Yeah, like
me. Yeah.
About saying.
So there's stories like I can't. I'm so happy. I was standing there when that happened.
That's pretty funny.
that's really good.
That's pretty funny.
So next Wednesday we have on Tyler Mayer. Him and
Tyler coming up
in person.
Yep.
Oh, I love it.
Yep. He said I'm in. So,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Well, so I was bull ride.
I was hoping.
So we're gonna have to brush up on our skills a little bit on the bull riding, right? Maybe we'll go out. He'll ride a couple.
He'll tell you everything you need to know.
He's really got a good personality, so he'll.
That's good.
He'll be really good. So,
I saw a picture of him. I thought this looks like a good kid.
That'll be fun. We'll have Tyler come up here, and we're talking bull riding. We'll get Kerry Shane up here.
Yep, get Kerry.
Okay, we want to thank Coach Hank for coming up here.
Yes, sir, Coach. Good luck on the year, buddy.
It is baseball, softball season.
About time.
Track. Is it track season?
Yep. Oh, yes. Yep.
We should have a good track team, I think. A lot of good young kids.
Yes,
there.
Yes. There's some really good people.
Yeah, so.
Yep, and Insight, we're going to have the library folks in talking about things that going on at the library, like Aaron Miner was alluding to with kids activities and stuff. They're going to have some of that with the Courthouse 100th anniversary. But then she said, that's just exactly like what happens here at our Fort Recovery Library. So she's talking about that. We have a lot of things going on at the library, and they do stuff all the time. It is they make it fun for kids to go there, and they want to read.
I was going to ask Rocker, on this day, the NFL adopted the two-point rule.
Really?
1994.
Go for two.
Really?
Yeah, on this day.
That wasn't always there?
No.
Had it been in college and high school that? I don't remember.
The NFL adopted the two-point.
I don't remember that ever.
Must not have been, because Woody would have went for three.
Yeah.
That's right. Why'd you go for two? Because I couldn't go for three.
That's exactly right. We will be back next week. Thank Coach Hank for coming up.
Yep.
Good luck to the Indians as we get the season started. Mother Nature, help us out a little bit.
Yeah, we need to meet
Saturday at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
One.
But it just changed the time.
Changed today.
For my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Yes, sir.
My good friend and behind the boards, Mick Spencer, Neil Spencer.
Thanks for
next week
coming in.
And everybody, have a good one.
Yep.
See you next week.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.